This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East and a show of force to Iran. The administration now confirming the move is coming following the weekend's series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. Those strikes killed over 20 people. Crews are still working to drain fuel from a plane that ran off a runway into a river in Florida back on Friday. It happened in Jacksonville. All 135 passengers and 7 crew members survived. This is one of the passengers talking about touching down.
We kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, reports to prison today. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Breaking royal news is Meghan Markle's given birth to a baby boy who weighs 7 pounds 3 ounces. Husband Prince Harry confirming the arrival outside of Britain's Windsor Palace earlier this morning. President Trump reversing himself, now saying he doesn't think Special Counsel Robert Mueller should testify before congressional committees, as Democrats want.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. They don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. My feeling about it is it's time to move on.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are two frozen food recalls happening now. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite a booming economy, one Democratic presidential candidate refuses to recognize President Trump's success in that area. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have been trying to downplay the great economy under President Donald Trump, saying the middle class has been left behind. But on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says just the opposite is true.
It's the blue-collar people that have the fastest job expansion, and it's the blue-collar people that have the best wage growth. So what Mr. Booker and some others are saying is simply not true factually. That's all I want to make point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croft, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I don't know if anybody's there writing a book on John Kennedy-isms, Republican from Louisiana, but you got to love his sayings, you know, in case you missed it. Yesterday, he says, it's time for Congress to move on from the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia and focus instead on the next generation as opposed to the next election. This was on Meet the Press, and he says, so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. What he said to Democrats. And now they don't know what to do, so they're attacking Attorney General William Barr. My feeling about it is it's time to move on. So I guess the opportunity for you today is to figure out how many times you can use that saying, a hair on their biscuit, because that's just what it comes down to, I guess, just for fun. And you have to laugh about this stuff. Otherwise, you're going to get brain bruised over it. Christine Douglas-Williams joins us now. She's the author of The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. And we've got so much to catch up with her, particularly her latest column about, in London, young Ahmadis are teaching in the streets that Islam is a religion of peace. Christine, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good to be back with you. If I can get it together with that statement, okay? Hair on their biscuit. Okay, I am laughing here.
Don't you love that? I love John Kennedy because, well, you know, this is the way Southern folk talk. They have these metaphors that just, you know, they have you in stitches all the time. I mean, it's so disarming because then it kind of, otherwise your brain's going to explode, right?
I couldn't agree more. We need it more up in Canada to relax.
So I want you to send me an email later on and tell me how many times today you used hair on a biscuit in a conversation, okay?
Well, you may have a lot of that because it might be me. I might be the one using it all the time now.
I know. I'm right with you. Well, let's talk about what you wrote about in London. You know, what's going on with these young Ahmadis?
What needs to be, this is a critical point that needs to be understood about the Ahmadis. I've been asked the question again and again, are Ahmadis a reformist group? And it needs to be understood, they are not a reformist group. They're a breakaway sect from mainstream normative Islam. Mm-hmm. The problem with the Ahmadis is this. They speak as though they represent all of Islam, and they call it a religion of peace. Now, with that said, If the entire global population of Muslims were all like Ahmadis, we wouldn't be having a global war on terror because they are a peaceful bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But here is the issue in essence. They represent 1% of the world's Muslims, and they are a persecuted bunch. And the reason why they're persecuted is because they are not deemed by the ulama, that is mainstream Muslims, the mainstream authorities that interpret Islam, they're not deemed to be even Muslim because they do not follow Islamic orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go out there and they say, look, Islam is a religion of peace, we're the true Islam. Well, if Islam became like that, we're all happy about it.
Right.
The point is, we face a horrible problem
mm-hmm.
because right now there's an understandable global war on jihad. We have a problem here. It's the Houston, we have a problem, and they're not acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, with the Ahmadis, even if you try to point out Islamic texts from the Quran, from the Hadith, that are violent, that are problematic, they generally do not like to acknowledge those, will not acknowledge them, and they will repeat the same, Islam is a religion of peace, and here we are to show you. So
right.
while I'm very pleased that they are peaceful, they're giving a false impression about Islam, and therefore they end up unwittingly being shields for normative Islam, which, as we know, is a big problem today.
Well, this has been the problem, as you say, is the misinformation that's been out there. And, of course, you know, it came heavy upon us after 9/11. And meanwhile, everyday Americans are going, well, who do we believe here? Do we believe what you're trying to tell me or your actions when you go up and you, you know, attack churches, you kill people, you have honor killings, all these other things that do not comport with what we on the West would expect as normative. You say you're a religion of peace, but yet your actions tell me anything but. And to your point exactly is that when things are done that, you know, do not comport with the religion of peace, they don't stand up and make any statements. They're just rather quiet about it. And then they get insulted because we interpret that as compliance or belief in the antithesis of what they're telling us.
I think that's one of the most important questions that anybody could ask. Who do you believe?
Right.
The West is very confused simply because they keep hearing Islam is a religion of peace, and they want to believe that. The West has evolved, despite what we find with the Muslim Brotherhood groups, the self-jihadists, as well as the violent. America did this wrong, and they were colonialists. What about the Christian crusaders? They're living in the past. In the past. When you look at the Christian crusades just as an example, it was wrong. Christians have accepted it was wrong. In fact, Christians have gone so far as to say, this is not what we believe in. This is something completely opposite to Christian text.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a mistake, and this is what we did, and we apologize. So they keep on rubbing it in our face. Same thing with slavery. When it comes to the slavery...
Well, but Christine, just a moment, though. Let's go back here just a little bit, and not to hammer this thing to death, but like anything, there's two sides to the deal. It's like, what ignited the crusade? It was aggression, you know, by both parties, and you have to hold that into perspective.
Right.
You cannot just say it's the Christians' fault and they take 100% responsibility. I mean, you know, people don't go after people. I mean, the crusades didn't happen without Muslims being aggressive and attacking, you know, people of faith and Catholic and Christian churches, do we not?
There. Very good. I'm glad that you brought that up. First of all, on one side, to defend what you're saying, had it not been for the Crusades and had it not been for the Christian opposition, they would have gone through the Straits of Gibraltar and bye-bye Spain and bye-bye Europe as we know it. The whole world would have been converted basically to Islam as we see the huge vast territories throughout the Middle East. So there was definitely a two-sided problem there. But the side that I oppose, which Christians have apologized for, is the forced conversion.
Right.
It wasn't just Muslims that faced what they did. There were people that were innocent, both among the Muslim population, and particularly, because the Jews have never been violent, among the Jewish population, there were people that suffered because of the fall, the forced conversions, and that was negative. But there comes a point, Bill, where we move on in time, and yes, we remember history, and we learn from history and we move on. So what is going on here is that when we look at what we hear going on with Islam, with the Muslim Brotherhood groups and so forth, we keep on hearing about colonialism. It's gone. We keep on hearing about slavery, which, by the way, they were very much part and parcel of,
right,
helping the West,
exactly,
establish the slave trade. It's gone. Muslims are still Arabs holding slaves, black slaves in Mauritania, Algeria, Sudan.
Exactly. Christine, we've got to go to break.
So
we got to go to break. More from Christine Douglas Williams after this. Stay with us, America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Stand on the cross.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Christine Douglas continues. Christine, you know, to your point about living in the past, Ilhan Omar could not help herself and had to, you know, refer to our country, you know, the very thing that you were talking about. Things that, and from a lens, and this is what people need to appreciate, is that we all come into the conversation with a worldview. Here is a Muslim woman who was indoctrinated with everything that was Muslim. And, you know, again, no condemnation about it. It's just you've got to understand what has formed her worldview, just like with Tlaib as a Palestinian. You know, she comes here to America and, you know, she was raised and indoctrinated with a perspective. I mean, even that her father resists. But for her, you know, this is her perspective. And they're in Congress. And they're speaking out these things that I believe are very defensible, that we shouldn't, you know, fall back on our heels over. But it's like, okay, but the thing that makes it tough, to your point, is when the mainstream media and others want to give her cover, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or the mainstream media.
The mainstream media, unfortunately, has promoted her to the status of a star. This is the problem that we're seeing. People are fooled by her culture, by her smile, by the look of maybe wanting to be friendly. Bill, this takes us back to the notion of the confusion that we see in society about what Islam is. Mm-hmm. There's one side screaming in your ear, Islam is a religion of peace. So therefore, that ends up eliciting in the population, well, if it's a religion of peace, we have to give it a chance. It's a religion right. of peace. It's a religion of peace. And then you have another side saying, no, it's a religion of war, violent jihad. So if that's the case, then you find another side saying, well, we're in a war on terror. We have to fight this. But the point of the matter is Americans and I would say Westerners have lost that sense of personal confidence to trust their ears and eyes, listen and be confident. Mm. It doesn't take much to look around you to see what the doctrine is. Now, there's a big difference to what it is, to what it could be. We do have a lot of Muslims in the world that do not ascribe to violence, do not ascribe to what actually Islam and scripture ascribes to, which is the world is divided in two, the house of war, the house of Islam, and the house of war, the infidel nations must be brought under house of Islam. There are many right. Muslims in the world, across the world, that don't ascribe to that. And we all want to believe that that's the majority. We have to be very careful here because normative Islam, and this is Orthodox Islam here, when people ask, is it a religion of peace? Just look at Saudi Arabia, the main nations that promote Islam. Look at Saudi Arabia, that is a global funder of mosques throughout the West. Mm-hmm. And also a global funder of terrorism. It right. may appear to be friendly, but it ascribes, like its own country, to Wahhabism. The mm-hmm. most strict form of Islam, which is Hanbali Sunni Islam, and it's the same brand that ISIS actually practices. When we look at the evidence, we look at Iran, that people get, Iran. We look at Turkey. We look at the other Islamic states. We look at Christian persecution, how gays are treated, what we see now coming into the West because of immigration, behaviors that we never expected, like assaults on women because of what's said in Islamic doctrine about taking infidels as slaves. Exactly. We're seeing this. We're seeing no-go zones. We're seeing Sharia patrols. What is so difficult to understand about the reality staring us in the face, not to mention the Muslim Brotherhood plan for takeover, as well as those other nations, what the ulama represents. We look at Al-Azhar, where all Islamic jurisprudence comes from. The evidence is thick. So the other side will say, well, that's not all Muslims. Well, I agree. That's not all Muslims. However, there's a significant enough of them. Muslims that ascribe to that, to be very worried. And the number of radicalized mosques have proliferated in the West when Representative King was running this entire investigation years ago in 2011. He came out with the number that there were some 80% of mosques teaching radicalization.
Exactly.
Since then, others have said the same. They shoved it under the carpet because nobody wanted to hear it.
Right.
The point of the matter is, religion is something that a person can choose to practice. If you worship a light bulb, I've said before, it doesn't matter. My take when it comes to Islam, because there are those that say you cannot separate the politics, it's a political structure. I will not argue that. Islam is political. Political Islam. We look at the nations governed by Sharia, the divine Sharia. It is the word of God. It is irrefutable. We look at the evidence. It's there. But if you're a human being and you say, look, I want to leave the politics at the door, and I want to be inspired by my heritage, mostly from the Meccan aspect of the Quran, I have no problem with that. But it's up to the West to say, look, you leave your politics at the door, otherwise we will leave it there for you. And well, the problem is, we have embraced them. That's
well, look what happened, Christine. Judge Jeanine asked a question that we've asked many times on this radio show, is that how do you reconcile Sharia law with the U.S. Constitution? And we have two Muslims in Congress now that purport to be followers of Islam, and but yet they're swearing to uphold the Constitution against its enemies, foreign or domestic. I mean, what do they do when they come to that part? Do they cross their fingers? I mean, I think that's a fair question to ask. She asked the question, and she's put on time out. I mean, you know, because, you know, to your point here is, people are asking critical, and I think they're fair-minded questions. So then what happens is they ask the questions in the confines of their home or their own four walls because it's not politically correct to ask an intelligent and critical question like, you know, are you friend or foe?
What happened to Judge Jeanine is very bad news, and what's going on with Ilhan Omar and Tlaib is also very bad news. And worst of all, it's an indication, it's a litmus of exactly how far political Islam has managed to advance in the West. The good news part is, there you are, Bill, talking about it openly. There are people here in the West that are willing to talk about it openly. Troubling is that you have an organization like Fox News that is willing to shut down discussion.
Right.
Nobody had to agree with what Judge Jeanine said. She may have been right, she may have been wrong, but that is not the issue. The issue is that we are living under a constitution, I'm talking about the West and, of course, America, where there is free speech, which is the cornerstone of democracy, and it needs to be respected. When Sharia law starts to invade a country, nervousness begins as
yes,
to
exactly.
what you could say, what you should say, what you shouldn't say, and that is wrong. That is the beginning of...
They've been very effective in doing this. Chuck Missler, who's since passed away, reported on this early on, said here's what happens when there are increasing percentages of population growth in these territories, then you start watching these dynamics be altered. And exactly, this is it's true to form. It's happened in other countries. It's happening here in America today. I mean, to the point that you get tongue-tied. You don't want to offend anybody. But it's like, wait a minute, I'm just asking a question here. Isn't this a fair-minded question? I mean, this is what free speech is all about, is that we can ask these questions, but you can't. And the other thing that I'm looking at too, Christine, I mean, Ramadan started yesterday on Cinco de Mayo, and it will continue through Tuesday of June the 4th. We know with Ramadan comes increased activity of terrorism. What are we on guard for now?
That's what we're on guard for, more bloodshed and more bloodshed. And this is scary. And you're scared, you'll be called an Islamophobe.
Right, exactly. And why shouldn't we be? I mean, their behavior tells us that we should be on guard for this. Like, you know, like what? You're not supposed to believe somebody when they tell you that I want you dead or very dead?
What you're saying is the kind of reasoning and logical discussion that we need to bring back into the public forum. The great news is Donald Trump is president. He was voted in by the population, so it shows that Americans are watching. People's eyes are open. They're being opened more thanks to people like you, and we hope that this will continue.
Well, Christine Douglas-Williams, thank you for coming on. We look forward to continuing the conversation. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East and a show of force to Iran. The administration now confirming the move is coming following the weekend's series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. Those strikes killed over 20 people. Crews are still working to drain fuel from a plane that ran off a runway into a river in Florida back on Friday. It happened in Jacksonville. All 135 passengers and 7 crew members survived. This is one of the passengers talking about touching down.
We kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, reports to prison today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys. Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the 7th reason is the pay or the salary? The first 6 reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number 1 of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number 2 of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. I want to read this mission statement from the National Tax Limitation Committee because this puts it all in perspective. They were organized in 1975. Its mission has been to provide national leadership to achieve the optimal size and functions of government and promote candidates and initiatives that support these goals. Pretty basic, right? And pretty reasonable. See, this is what I appreciate about the founder and president of the limittaxes.org, the tax National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, because that is his passion, and that's what he continues to fight for, as we've talked many times on this show, is that we need to figure out what size of government is optimal. And that's what we should budget accordingly. I mean, we all make these kind of decisions, Lou, in every kitchen table across America. We decide and see, you know, by factual evidence, what comes into the household, what we can afford. And look at it. If we can afford a Cadillac, fine. If we can't, we choose some other options. And it seems like our country, for some reason, feels that it's immune from making those basic reasonable decisions.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, believed in limited government. That was how he put it, limited government. Mm-hmm. That preceded the development of the body of knowledge known as the right size or optimal size of government that you've referred to and that we have been preaching. Mm-hmm. And what we have learned worldwide now is that when a government goes beyond 18% to 20% of gross domestic product, in other words, when the government controls more than about 20% of the economy, it goes off the cliff.
Right.
And right now we're double that, and Western nations in Europe are similarly very, very excessive. They need an obesity training program.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Well, and to
so
your
that's
and
what we're working on.
Exactly. And to your point here immediately, Lou, this is why you and others were so up in arms about the hijacking of national of healthcare and turning it into a national system. I mean, it put us off the rails in terms of our cost of government. When government came in to take over a fifth or a sixth of our economy, that's a big number. And look what it's done. It's left us all in a lurch. We're in a quandary, and all brought to you by the Democratic Party and one Barack Obama that had, really a misguided and misapplied theory about health care.
You're absolutely right. And of course, the unstated result of a single payer of government health care is that all nurses and doctors have to become employees of government.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not about to do that. They will leave. We will have a vacuum in terms of the number of practicing professionals if we try to go that route. And there have been too many examples, Canada and all the rest, Great Britain, that this does not work. And we have so many examples of well-served programs that are privately delivered. So it's just nonsense. This is the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren escape route, and it's just absurd.
Well, it sounds fine on the surface, and then you ask him, you pin him to the floor, and you say, okay, how are we going to pay for it? And he mumbles, well, I guess we're going to have to do taxes. Well, no kidding. You know, yes, I mean, that is the reality, and we're already being taxed too much as it is. And so when people understand that taxes are involved, this is problematic. And, of course, we can thank Justice Roberts for his insinuation and the whole argument of Obamacare. Otherwise, it had been put in the trash bin of history, which it should have been turned into the trash bin of history a lot sooner than where it is right now. Now it's just kind of halfway in and halfway out, hanging over the edges like bad porridge.
That's right. And thank goodness, too, we're getting this Mueller investigation behind us and the rest of this Russian stuff, etc., so we can get down to the business at hand that is important to every American. And that's the key thing. The latest polls that came out not long ago and talked about the benefits of tax reform and tax cuts, etc., showed that so few people really understood what was done for them in terms of tax rate reduction, that we're way undershooting the mark of what this can do for America. And we've got to turn that around. We've got to educate people that this is the direction we look at, not some, national socialized medicine scheme.
Exactly. Well, and the people need to, understand that it behooves them to be educated on these different areas of their government. This is a government of for, by, we, the people. It commands us to stay involved. And if not, then we start relying on 8-second sound bites. We get emotional like everybody else. And then, we're not doing our job. I mean, look at the situation here, to your point, Lou. And you've got to call it out for what it is. It is the doggone Democrats. They're not participating in the government, sitting there and wanting to investigate instead of legislate to no end after the Mueller report, after 60 some million dollars have been invested, 2.5 years wasted time. I mean, look at the comparison just right on the surface right now. The 115th Congress and the first 100 days of the 116th Congress. It's a disaster by and large because we've got serious problems, whether it has to do with immigration, health care, like we're talking about, infrastructure, other serious issues in our country right now, and all those are being ignored. All why? Because the Democrats refuse to accept the votes of 63 million people. Now, keep in mind, it's the same Democrats that supposedly want to make sure every vote counts. I guess what they mean is every vote that they want to make sure every vote counts for a Democrat, but when somebody votes Republican, then somehow that's unjust and needs to be invalidated, right?
No, that's right. And when you look at the 20 plus or minus people who have held their hand up to become candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination, it is a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only serious one is the former Vice President Biden, and, you know, you got to weigh him on the basis of the policies that he's advocated over his life, which are many of the ones we've talked about. So when you have one that you would consider maybe serious out of 20, mm-hmm. they've got themselves one terrible problem.
Well, we'll see if he's able to hold on to his principles, Lou, because look what happened. All 20 of them are being drudged further to the left. I mean, and it's amazing. You know, you think about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, you know, here's a freshman congresswoman, and she's thrust more influence on the Democratic Party than Nancy Pelosi. Who would have thunk?
Yeah. No, and Nancy's going to have to take the reins back in her hand if she's to be considered the leader of the House, because every day that she's allowing AOC and some of these others to be way out front, as they are, she's losing control. So that's the risk that the Democrats run, mm-hmm. is being considered absurd and irrelevant.
Well, Lou, as I mentioned earlier, the shame of all this is the Democrats are not doing the people's business. I don't care. You know, most of the people, look at Mueller, the report has pretty much settled the issue. How much further do you want to go in this? You know, Adam Schiff is like a dog on a bone. It's like, let it go. You know, it is gone. Gerald Nadler, okay, we get it. You hate Donald Trump. You want to try to make something work here. But you are wasting the people's money and time by not being about the people's business. The people's business right now is not worrying about Donald Trump's, tax returns or... You know, all the other innuendo and suggestion that already has proven hollow and without any substance whatsoever. Let's move on. Let's get this country back on track. Let's come up with some solutions. I mean, all these candidates are talking about solutions. And I say, you know, we're talking about their ideas. And I'm going, well, where are you? You're in Congress. Go propose your case. I mean, go effect some law and do some policy, right?
Exactly right. You got it 100%. As usual, Bill. You bet.
Well, you know, I guess you're rubbing off on me, Lou. That's the deal. So, Lou Euler,
great to be working with you and talking with you regularly, because I think between us we've got some solutions that America needs.
Well, we got to keep up the good fight, that's for sure. The founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou, as always. Appreciate the time.
You bet.
Take care.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, CNN political commentator Steve Cortez is with us. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe Biden finally gets in the race. His focus is Donald Trump. I think maybe he just wants to forget that there's 19 other people right now on the stage vying for the same deal. But we said you got to keep an eye on how much money he's able to raise in the first 24 hours.
Right. And, you know, Bill, I'll say this about Biden. I do think he would be the most worthy opponent. I really do. I don't think he has a chance of possibly getting out of that primary. I really don't. I think, quite frankly, and I mean, I hate to say this because it's bad for our country, but I'm not sure that a straight white male, particularly an older one like he is capable of winning that Democratic primary because they are so focused on identity politics and on putting you into a silo of, you know, aggrieved status. So I don't think he can win. But since I said something nice about him, I'm going to criticize him too, Bill. He launched his campaign on a lie. He really did. He put out a video saying that the president called the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people. That is not true. That is a myth that has been pushed for a year and a half by the mainstream media. If you look at the actual video, the actual transcript of what Trump said, he said there were very fine people on both sides of the monument debate. Not that there were fine people among the neo-Nazis. As a matter of fact, he said the opposite. He said they should be totally condemned in that exact same, now somewhat infamous press conference. So Biden launched his campaign on a lie, and it's really a shame that he did so.
You know, Steve, I'm glad you brought up about the lie that Joe Biden would want to perpetrate. I mean, we're going back 2017. Let's relive this narrative that somehow Trump was promoting white nationalism. Can you square right. this away once and for all? Is that possible?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I've written about it, by the way. If your viewers would like to read my articles on Real Clear Politics, I call it the Charlottesville hoax. And thankfully, it's getting more and more attention. Media has been relentlessly pushing this lie for almost 2 years now, since those awful events in Charlottesville in 2017. And there's two important parts here. The first is that in those remarks in Trump Tower, if you read the whole transcript or watch the whole video, not carefully edited the way too many in media do, you will see that he very clearly denounces, as a matter of fact, he says they should be, quote, completely condemned when he talks about white nationalists or neo-Nazis. So he couldn't have been clearer about that. Now, when he talks about there being fine people on both sides, that's the second part. He's also very clear, again, if you show the full context, he's very clear he's talking about the monument debate. And Bill, there are fine people on both sides of that debate. I think there are valid reasons that, you know, should we be honoring people who rebelled against the very United States? Like, I understand that side. I also understand the side saying, you know, we don't erase history. We're not like ISIS and the Taliban. We don't destroy historical markers. We don't blow them up. There are fine people on both sides of that debate. That's what he was talking about. He did not remotely call the neo-Nazis fine people. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite. He condemned them. Right. And for the media to spread this lie as persistently as they have is atrocious. And it's also awful that a former vice president of the United States would launch his campaign for the presidency, the highest office in this land, based on a lie.
Right. Well, and this is why the mainstream media, they seem to double down on the fake news and then question why people refer to them as fake news. It's because they're caught lying and they don't have the audacity to come back or even some sense of humanity and humility to say, hey, guys, you know what? Yeah, we misreported. We made a mistake. Let's move on and hold on to some credibility. But they continue to double down because of their positions on this president, and it's a nonstop. Great point. Yeah.
It's as if they're in a fog of bias, and because the fog is so thick, their hatred of the president, they can't see through the fog to recognize that, you know, these aren't true, these lies that they're spreading. But also, look, people make mistakes. That's fine. I've certainly said things on air. You know, anyone who talks enough for a living, I'm sure you as well, said something they wish they hadn't said, or they wish they said it a different way.
Yeah, it keeps us humble, Steve. If you have a heart for humility, because you know we're only humanoid, right?
Right. You know, one time on CNN, I was having a really contentious debate about immigration, about illegal immigration, and I called them invaders. And I thought more about it that night, prayed about it, and I came back the next day and said, you know what, I don't want to use that term, invaders. Don't get me wrong, I'm not soft on the border, okay? And they are absolutely illegal trespassers into our country, and I believe they should be repatriated immediately. So I mean, I'm not going soft on policy, but I personally feel that using the word invader is too strong. And I apologize for it and said that I won't use it again, and I haven't. So anyone can make mistakes, can overreach. The problem with media is it wasn't a single instance. It's basically been a 2-year campaign, the biggest one being the Russia hoax.
Right, exactly.
A smaller one being the Charlottesville hoax. They're proven wrong on both, and yet they cling to it. You know, kind of ironically, you remember when Obama said that, you know, we cling bitterly to our guns and religion? Well, they cling bitterly to their hoaxes, and they're doing that right now, unfortunately.
Well, and this is the thing, when they're so exposed, Steve, sadly, I mean, I keep saying, you know, we're at 3.2 GDP. Could you imagine where our country would be right now if we had even just a modicum of cooperation instead of 90% of the negative media towards this president? The level of politics because of 2016, the Democrats cannot accept the votes of 63 million Americans. They want to invalidate them. They want to prove to them somehow that they have been wrong. But, you know, what can they believe? You know, their fat wallets or what the Democrats have been lying to them about?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I wrote another article, too. I called the Russia hoax, for example. I called the Steve Bartman of politics. And what I mean by that, for any listeners who don't pay attention to baseball, Steve Bartman is the Cubs fan. I'm in Chicago, and he's the poor Cubs fan who reached for a foul ball and kept the Cubs from sealing that victory in the playoffs way back in 2003. He was largely blamed. Now, that's crazy, okay, because what followed that incident were a ton of on-field errors. The Cubs lost the game. The pros on the field lost the game, but Bartman was blamed. He was a convenient scapegoat. Mm-hmm. The Russia hoax has become the Bartman of the 2016 election. Rather than take a serious look at why did they lose, you know, what message of Trump resonated with voters, why did Hillary Clinton not resonate with voters? Rather than taking a look at that and how was media biased during the whole process, instead they want to make up a scapegoat. They want to make up a Bartman. And so to them it was this Russia collusion ghost that they've been talking about for 2 years. Now Mueller comes out and he just blows that ghost out of the water, says it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And they really are apoplectic. They don't know what to do. But as I said, unfortunately, they're still clinging to it, just as they're still clinging to the Charlottesville hoax.
What are they hiding, Steve?
You know, I think what they're hiding in part is their complicity. Unfortunately, I think a lot of media, particularly on the Russia hoax, right? A lot of media, let's face it, they were in cahoots with the Democratic Party, in cahoots with the Obama DOJ and FBI at the highest levels in spreading this nonsense. So I think part of it is they don't want their full role revealed, even though, you know, a lot of us, we know even by deduction, if not knowing outright. And I think secondly is that rather than run against Donald Trump on record in 2020, because that scares them, you know, you mentioned the gangbusters economy that just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
Rather than run against him on record, they want to run on inference. They want to run on accusation. And if truth be damned, right, even if he didn't call neo-Nazis fine people, even if he condemned them, we're going to say he did. And if we say it enough, maybe some people will believe it, and maybe they'll vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is. But look, in the end, I think, you know, it's terrible for our country. It really is. I think it exacerbates an already divided, polarized country for them to act this way. But I will say, as a partisan, you know, a small part of me, Bill, does welcome it, because I think they helped elect, unwittingly, they helped elect Trump in 2016. I think they're going to do it again in 2020 by being this unfair to him.
Well, I think ultimately you're right. I mean, and thank God for that, because what they try to effect, as some have declared it to be, Steve, which is pretty scary when you think about 21st century America, our incredible republic, all threatened by what some have declared to be a coup.
Right.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
I know that's a strong term, but I don't think it's unwarranted, unfortunately. When you look at when you consider that people like Clapper and Comey, Page, Strzok, McCabe, Brennan, that whole Obama national security law enforcement team at the very highest levels, when you consider that they were using our national security capabilities to try to frustrate and thwart an opposition campaign, and then once Trump won, to try to delegitimize an incoming president, that's as close as a coup as America has ever come. The only other president I know of who weaponized our national security and law enforcement capabilities in that manner was Richard Nixon.
Exactly.
Who was thrown out of office as a result. Mm-hmm. So what Obama did and his team did at the end of his presidency, you know, we still don't know the full story, but what we do know is pretty reprehensible. And you know what? Now the onus, I think, is on Bill Barr. We finally have an attorney general, a real one. Right. It's time for him. And look, this might be uncomfortable. It might be difficult. I can't even imagine the opposition he's going to face within the swamp. But he has to dig, and he has to get to answers of how is this possibly able to happen during 2015 and 2016 in our country.
Well, the swamp is fighting for its very lives here. And you know what happens when desperate people get desperate. They do desperate things. And that was already represented in what happened in the 2016 election. Lest people forget, I think Donna Brazile almost forgot this for a moment, but Karl Rove reminded her very quickly that all this happened on Barack Obama's watch. It didn't happen on Donald Trump's watch.
Right. No, and that's critical to realize as well. But, you know, again, I think it's a scapegoat. I mean, look, we don't want Russia interfering in our election. Of course not.
Right.
But let's also keep it in perspective. In an election where Donald Trump's campaign alone spent $80 million on Facebook, total expenditures for both campaigns reached into the billions of dollars. The Russians, according to the Mueller report, this IRA, which is their internet agency that did this, they spent $100,000 on Facebook. Now, again, we don't want them interfering. It's illegal. It's unwelcome. It's wrong. Let's try to stop it. But let's also not exaggerate. What I think the media wants to do, again, is create the scapegoat. Say, well, Trump didn't really win. You know, the Russians cheated and got him across the finish line. Well, that's just not true, and it's disrespectful to the millions of people who voted for him, and I think will vote for him again in 2020.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that.